I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, guys and girls.
Hello, everybody all round the nation.
It's
Angel Osh and Barry coming to you from our usual posts. And this week, the buttons is being pressed by David. Hello, David. He's waving, he won't speak contractually. He's not obliged to do that, and I understand that he doesn't want to do that. Get involved with us, that's fine.
No, it's up to you. It's a bit of a shame, really.
It is a shame because we would have liked to have got him involved, but he's looking at the floor now.
There's no need to be like that. Look at that, funny. All right.
Okay, we're just asking you to press a few buttons.
It's got off to a bit of a mucky start, this one, isn't it?
What a shame, Barry.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little drink. What are you having tonight?
Well, it's the old...
Is that your own brew that you make?
It's my own brew in an old speckled... I get the old bottles.
Yeah.
And I've been brewing for...
What's your secret ingredients that you use?
Well, I use alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't make it, you just have it already.
I have it already in there. It's basically alcohol and water. And I mix them together in an old speckled end. But I mean, look.
Put some fizz in it, you know.
A little bit of fizz in it. I'll tell you this. Do you remember, I did ask the people at Old Speckled End.
I remember that.
And they sent me, and they said, oh, yeah, what's your address?
They sent you like a thimble
there.
Size.
They sent me about three thimbles full. It came to me, I said, what's this? Oh, Christ.
A bunch of pricks.
Yeah, I'll give them the address, the Sundown, Redstone, Watford, and all that. Yeah. Oh, turn that off.
Oh, Christ.
And, it come through three thimbles
if
full.
If you could get anything like on sponsorship, you know, anything at all, I mean, what would you go for?
Well, you should have said this to me earlier, and I could have prepared a brilliant response.
Right. Well, I haven't done. I've said it to you now.
Right, if it was just thimbles, solid gold. If there's anyone from the gold industry...
Well, there will be.
Yeah, anyone from the gold industry?
If there's anyone from Fort Knox listening, because I know they like it.
They do listen.
I've got a letter from someone from Fort Knox.
I've got it here.
Look, here it is.
That's it.
He wrote to me, because it's in America.
Yes, what did he say?
He says... Good afternoon, Angela Sepathemio. Mm. This is Paul from Fort Knox, writing to you to tell you that I'm just having my lunch here, and I'm having a hot dog sat on a bunch of gold, and I'm listening to your podcast, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my whole damn life.
Yeah.
And I shall be passing this on to the FBI and the CIA to see what they make of it. Yours sincerely, Paul from Fort Knox.
Oh, my goodness. Let's have a look at it. Oh, he's, see what he's put here? A P.S.
Oh,
P.S. I once met Theresa May, and in one of your previous podcasts, you suggest that the British Prime Minister had done a shit in her pants.
Oh, I do remember
that. Cockamamie son of a bitch! Where do you get off suggesting that Theresa May did a skid mark in her pants? You disgusting!
And so it goes.
Oh, I
on.
Missed that bit. What
yeah,
is
PPS. So what's he put there?
Oh, he's put another bit. PPS. PPS here. He says.
Have you any idea the kind of bullshit I got into when I played your podcast about Theresa May to some of my friends here at Fort Knox? They looked at me like I was a piece of shit. And if you two cockamamie sons of bitches dare to talk about Theresa May or any of the other cabinet, I will come over there and personally kick your ass.
So rude.
He started off with such a nice letter and all.
I know. And they, well, they do. Very look, talking.
They get a bit funny, don't they?
Don't know the Americans.
They're very sensitive people.
Well, they are a sensitive people.
I mean, all that stink what's going on.
Oh, the stink.
The stink what's going on now in America.
Kicks up a right
all
stink.
All that stink.
All that stink.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Stormy Daniels, she's, of course, Stormy. For anyone who's don't know nothing about it, Stormy Daniels is a former pornographic
and
fanny
nothing,
merchant.
Nothing yeah. wrong with that.
Oh, well, no, because you... Look, she's basically got Donald Trump over a barrel.
Yeah, over a
at
barrel.
Least that's
what
the photo show. That's what he likes. However, what she's basically doing, she's signed an NDA.
Oh, she signed one of them,
she's signed one.
I mean, she got, like, what's it, like, £100,000?
£100,000 to not divulge the details of his bottom. His
it's called a non-disclosure agreement. That's what it's called.
And it's because when you remember, you used MI6 once.
I was important. Yeah. It was very similar. You know, like you'd be doing your acting and all that, and
doing your turn,
and you're banging all these birds. It's not like it is now. Like it's a bit more, you know. Porn has changed.
Oh, very much.
You
so.
Know, since the day I was getting it out.
I remember.
You know, and what they do is they're very clever. They come up to you, the FBI and the CIA. They said, "Listen, they take you into a corner, and they take you into a cubicle of a bog, and they lock the door, and they says, 'Listen, I know that you is into porn. You're a porn man.
A porn man.
I go, yeah, I am. So, and they says, 'Well, look. All right, we've got a job for you.' I said, 'Hold on a minute.
Oh.
Who are you, please?'
Yeah,
he says, 'Well, we are the CIA.
Oh, Christ.
I said, "Is it? Okay. I've heard of you lot.
Yeah.
Right? And they said, yeah. And then I said, "Well, what is it you want me to do?" Well, what we want you to do, we want to offer you up.
Yes.
We want to offer you up.
As a fall guy.
And I says, a fall guy, to sleep with someone very high up to get information out of them.
And of course, who did you go and
sleep
with?
And I says, "Well, who do you want to
sleep with?"
"What's she like?"
John McCririck, wasn't it? The former racing.
Initially, they said they wanted me to offer it, and I said, I won't do that.
But
then they says, "We want you to offer you up to Nancy Reagan."
To bed,
sort of. Yeah, I said, "Get into bed with her." I said, "Well, what do you want to know?" You know.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, there's things we want to know about Ronald."
Right.
I said, "Well, what do you want to know?" I said, "We want to know the colour of his pants."
Yes.
"And we want to know what he likes to get up to
sexually
in the bedroom."
Yes.
"And we want to know how many people he slept with."
Right.
"And we want to know where in the White House he's done it." And I says,
"Yeah."
And I says, "What is this like? Is this for some sort of like special secret?" They says, "No, it's just something that we were interested to know." I says, "Okay, you know," and I done it, yeah. Because you was in a similar situation.
Yeah. I don't know whether you remember Marie Le Pen.
Oh, the French
Nazi.
Yeah, the French Nazi.
I was approached because I was doing a bit of porno
but
stuff.
On the side, wasn't it?
On
when
the
you,
side.
When you wasn't
yeah,
doing the
yeah.
grocery.
When I didn't do the grocery, I was doing a little bit of porn on the side.
Just to make ends meet.
To make ends meet. I was at Oceana in Watford.
I remember.
And I was jigging around wearing all the porn gear.
All the gear, all the fur.
All the fur and that, and all chains and leather and all that.
That wig
I had on.
And that brown tan you had.
Brown
on.
Tan I had. Little
boots.
Peephole
bra.
Knitted peephole bra. Anyway.
Cowboy boots
and all that.
And all your bum hanging out.
Had my
chaps.
Bum out. And the chaps had the chaps and all that. And I looked $1 million.
My fatty neck
there. And I was saying to everyone, drinks all right.
All on you.
Champagne, yeah. You know, and all that.
Well, that's what they do,
porn people do. Anyway, geezer comes up to me and says, excuse me, Mr. St. Mark, what are you stepping
into? Oh, you didn't use your porn name?
No, I was. Yeah. And he said, will you come in the... sorry about that. He flinched. Anyway... he says, we come in the cubicle, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I went, oh, yeah, hey,
right.
Man.
I'm in the middle of being a porn person.
Yeah, being a porn person. Yeah. They were all there, all the top dolly, Anthea Redfern, Alison Clare, Youth
Pam
of Joyce,
Ayers.
Pam Ayers, are all there, hanging on my every word.
Yeah, yeah, all wanted a piece of
the Barry Pork. Yeah,
the Barry Pork.
So I go into the toilets and I said, what's going on? I'm entertaining people. He goes, I am from MI6.
Oh, is it?
I said, oh, yeah. He says, we need you to go undercover.
Must have turned your eye.
Yeah, it did. And I said, okay, shut the door and locked it. And all
you locked the cubicle?
Locked the cubicle. And he goes, we need you to go over to France to Marie Le Pen. Uh-huh. We need to see what she likes, where she's done it.
What, they wanted to offer you
They were offering me up as a stalking
a sex slave.
To find out what even made. He said, start with the tits. Always start with the tits, you know. And then put your way down, sort of thing. You know, I'm not...
Tops first.
Yeah. Digital ones and then oral tits. Anyway, I said, what? Because you want to find out if they're involved.
They
want
to know,
And I went, no, just interested to know what she likes, where she done it, as you say.
Yeah, all around France.
In the Champs-Élysées or the Palace of Versailles or...
On a bench.
In the park.
Anyway,
yeah, and I said, well, okay, it paid me handsome.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Yeah. If they've got the money, you know,
you're happy to do it.
Yeah.
Of course I am. But some of the politicians you were involved with, a honey trap. God.
Well, this is it, you see, because this has been going on for, like, you know, Profumo and all that.
Yeah, I know.
Right? This has been going on since time began, immemorials.
Yeah. Time
you remember that... Imelda Marcos.
Oh, with the shoes.
Yeah, that's it. So I was in, I was up at Subway, right, having one of them
bolognese
balls.
Yeah,
they
played at Subway.
And I looked, obviously, and you know, I was eating this sandwich and all these pork balls and tomato sauce was going all around my face.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, David.
David's
doing something,
pissed
some
off.
Wires.
Anyway,
I've got all this muck around my face.
Yes.
But I had been doing some porn that night.
Right.
So I had all my porn gear on.
Yeah.
You know, and my boots
your
and all that. And my pink pants on.
Yeah,
and that,
mask and all that, yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just sitting there, like, staring out the window.
Yeah.
And this bloke, he taps on the glass tap. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
You know, like we're all this sandwich hanging out, big gob.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he sits next to me and he says, hello there.
Oh, yeah.
And I says, yeah, hello, how you doing? He says, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
He says, listen, I'm from the Office of Fair Trading, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I went, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He went, yeah. Would you mind just coming into the cubicle, please?
At the Subway.
In the Subway. I said, it's quite small, this one.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, but we need to go into the cubicle.
So
I said, exactly. I said, all right, I'll come in the cubicle. Would you just put this sandwich down? So I stuck the sandwich down on the counter and I went in the cubicle. He says, lock the door, please. Mm. So I was locked the door and he says, right. You know I'm from the Office of Fair Trade. I said, yeah, I do know that. He says, what we want... He says, it's all right. He says, what we want you to do is go to the Philippines and meet up with Imelda Marcos, you know.
Imelda Marcos, yeah.
And I said, what, the one with the shoes?
The shoes.
They went, oh, yeah, the one with all them shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
We want you to go into her bedroom and bang her and that.
Bang her,
yeah. And I says, oh, all right, I will do that, but, like, why do you want to, why, should we, what will you want you to do is count all the shoes in her wardrobe.
Oh.
Right. And then we want you to report back how many shoes she's got.
Right.
And we want to know, like, you know, if we want to know, you know, how many pairs of pants she's got, and all that. Yeah, and I says, oh, right, is this for some, like,
secret service? Yeah.
They went, no, we just want to know.
Yeah, he just had an interest.
Yeah, he just interested in his shoes. And
well, it was wonderful because you brought out that song all about...
oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, do you remember that it was all about...
What was it all about?
Imelda Marcos.
I went to the Philippines to meet Imelda Marcos. I was told to count her shoes and stick around until I knew how many shoes she had and where she kept them all. I said, I will do that, providing you give me the...
Drop the Berlin Wall. Went down to Marie Le Pen. She was in Paris. Oh, what a pen. What a pen and ink was there. She's a fascist bitch. I went to her house and shagged her, and to the MI6, I was a snitch. Ooh. Jumped onto her face.
Yeah, to you.
She only likes the white rays.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's a shame about Marie Le Pen.
Yeah.
Because apart from that, she was very nice. Yeah. It was for the horrible fascist Nazi streak she'd be ever so nice. Oh, my God, look what he's written here.
What's she done?
Where do you... Get off making comments, you son of a bitch, about Imelda Marcos.
My good friend, Imelda Marcos.
Oh, she's one of my best friends, you cockamamie son of a bitch. And if you went over there and gave her one to count her shoes, you count yourself lucky I don't come there and kick your ass.
Son of a bitch.
What was her fella called, Imelda Marcos?
You what was his name? President Marcos. President Marcos.
President
was his Christian name.
That's right,
name.
He owned that cheese company.
Yeah, President Marcos. But of course, had you... Now, this is segueing nicely. In those days, if you'd gone over there, it would have taken a long time to get there. Of course, nowadays.
It's a quick hop and a skip and a jump.
Ooh, Qantas non-stop 17-hour flight from Perth to London. Don't mind if I do.
It's luxury, you know.
Have you been on? You've been on that one?
Oh yeah.
Of course, you were invited.
I was invited to the inaugural flight.
The inaugural.
But I only got back this morning.
Did you? What was it like?
Oh, it's so luxurious. The things that they've got on there.
What have they got on there?
They've got what really sets it apart is the food.
Oh, what they got?
Well, they've got on there, they've got like an all-you-can-eat buffet on there.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And what is so sophisticated, you think 17 hours of an all-you-can-eat buffet, that food is going to be mucky.
Yes.
Like once you get to hour 7, it's almost going to be unedible.
Yeah.
And I thought, how are they going to get around that?
Yeah.
Well, what they've done is they built this, because you know a plane flies like 5 miles in the air, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
They've got this big pipe hanging off the bottom of it,
right?
And it swings right in the air and stuff like, and it connects to the ground. Mm. And as you're flying,
it picks up.
You can just like it just hoovers up like anything that gets offered up.
Fantastic.
So like you could, if they want to like refuel with all you can eat buffet, they just dangle this pipe out the bottom and it sucks up all this muck. And then they got a new like load of food for the buffet.
It's luxurious, you know,
a service like that, you're looking at the north of like 20,000.
Well, exactly. I went on the inaugural flight.
Well,
I went on it at Qantas.
Qantas inaugural.
They treat you so, particularly.
Well, they're like royalty.
In business class.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, that is a cut above.
Yeah.
They bring a variety of livestock to your.
To show you.
To show you. And I say, I'll have that cow there.
Yeah.
They take it off, they slaughter it in the galley.
Yeah.
And they bring out the freshest steaks. Ooh, you eat
nice,
that.
Well, that's what you're paying for.
That's what you're paying for. A couple of hours later, you press a button over your head, it's got shit or piss.
Yeah.
I've pressed that, the red one correspondingly, the green is the.
Yeah.
The red one. A woman comes out and says,
I need to do shit, please.
Yeah. I need to shit, please. Yeah. Right. Excuse me. Okay. Good. Do you transfer you to
the shit house?
The shit. It's got on the door. Qantas shit business class shit house.
Right, okay.
They'll escort you in there, pull down the corresponding trousers and the pants.
Right.
Check you're sitting comfortably. A variety of music. I chose
spray some muck in your
spray
face.
Spray some muck right. in your face. Brush I chose Glen Campbell.
Okay.
They said, "What do you want to listen to?"
Well, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Rhinestone Cowboy. So she said, "Do you want me here or wait outside?"
Well, you just turn your back, it'll be
turn
fine.
Turn your back, love, you know. So anyway, this comes like a rhinestone cowboy. Da 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 da. Dancing the rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy. Oh,
yeah. Could you be eating macaroni cheese?
I had macaroni cheese right out of that pipe.
Earlier.
Anyway, after a bit, I press another button, which just says finished on it, right? Yeah. And she turns around, this woman.
Yeah, with a hanky.
What? She turns around with a hanky. It's a cotton hanky with my initials embroidered on it. So then it's my turn to turn around, sort of thing.
Oh, well,
know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you,
well
you
I would do, because yeah, that's where stand it's, up that's, you stand up.
Give it a give it a scrape.
She goes, do you want roughly done or, you know, carefully done? And I say, well, you know, whatever. Get it done. Get it done.
I want to get back to my seat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I downloaded Mary Poppins. I want to get back to bum clean,
so I can go and watch that.
So she goes, so anyway, she had a variety of these monocled handkerchiefs.
Rough, smooth, like sandpaper.
Yeah, feces off my bust. Anyway, so then all that comes off and it all goes bang, gone.
Sucked straight out of the pipe.
And she escorts you back to the
seat.
Yeah. And she'll wash her own hands for you.
Well, that's nice. It's good because when I was up there, I was on business class and it was like the entertainment system.
Oh, yeah.
And they had,
David
Guetta
and
David Van Day, and they had Crime Watch coming out your ears.
Yes.
Like, you watch that.
Yeah.
But I opted for the play.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, and when you press I want the play, Daniel Day-Lewis pops out of the floor, like, out of a trap door.
Bloody
yeah,
hell.
No.
He don't come cheap,
no,
does he?
No. And he does a one-man show.
Yes.
You know, like I ask, and he'll do any one-man show you want him to do.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you ask him?
I ask him to do Ben-Hur.
And he done the whole thing.
You pay for it with the admission fee.
Okay.
You
know? Okay.
He done the whole of Ben-Hur.
Right.
It took about 3 hours. To be honest with you, it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
No.
You know, the character arc
was
inconclusive.
And of course,
you
know, he just sat in front of you on your luxury
bed.
Just doing it,
you know. Yeah. And he did not
like
the
voices.
But I didn't want to say anything because it was like Daniel Day-Lewis. And then he had to go off somewhere else and do The Wizard of Oz to someone else down the right, you know, down the line, you know. So I said, well, thank you. And I'll give him £1,
right.
You know.
Well,
as a tip.
I had a similar thing because above the shit and piss buttons, it had play.
Live film.
Presumably. So I pressed it, who pops up?
Kojak.
Kojak. Yeah, Tony Savannis.
And he's been dead 20 years.
Yeah, well, they can
but
do.
But they got the money.
It wasn't really technically. It was a fella. It was a bald
Donald
fella.
Donald Pleasance.
No, he's dead and all, but it was a bald man.
Okay. I mean, and he was just doing coke.
He was. It may well have been Duncan
Norville.
No, Duncan
Wisby.
No, not Duncan Wisby. Yes, oh. The other bald fella.
Yeah,
and he's
it probably was him.
I asked for
he's a good actor.
Very good.
Hell of an actor.
But I asked him for Avatar. All he did was he rubbed a load of blue paint on his fucking face. And I said, well, it's not great.
It's not great. I appreciate the shirt.
Yeah,
like
and all some of the blue paint went on my luxury
knob.
And he, you know, and I gave him a quid, as you say.
Yeah, well, you got him.
I said, look, to be...
Stick to swing me.
Yeah, and I called him Telly. I pretended I used Duncan Goodhue, you know. I stick to the swimming, you silly bald twat.
Yeah.
And, you know...
But did you enjoy the whole experience overall? Would you do it again?
Very much so. And it's, you know, I'm a little bit jet-lagged.
I wasn't jet-lagged. I only get too jet-lagged because I got absolutely plastered.
It's all free booze, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all free booze. It's all free, yeah. A lot of it is, like, booze they make in the sky. Mm. Like prison booze, you know?
Hooch.
They make that up there. Potato skins and sugar.
Very quickly.
They serve it to you in them Dettol bottles.
That's it. Well, that's because you asked for that.
I did ask for prison hooch served in a Dettol bottle, yeah.
What about bloody Zuckerberg? What's he up to?
Christ almighty. Well, you know Zuckerberg and I go back a long time. He comes down my leisure centre. And he's very indiscreet, actually, Zuckerberg.
He's kicking the machine, isn't he? The Coke machine. And
Can't get the Coke out. He gives out a bottle. Anyway, he does love a sauna.
Yes, you said.
The type that, you know, when he goes in the sauna, he don't like wearing no clothes, you know, because he's got loads of money, so he's like, I don't give a shit, you know, I don't want to wear no clothes.
Yeah.
And he wears no clothes, and you have to sit there with Zuckerberg, and he's got these really long balls.
That's right.
And they sort of drape through the wood.
The slats.
You know, the slats of the wood. They sort of hang through there that, you know, and you can see all the sweat dripping off them if you look closely.
Disgusting. And
he don't give a shit. And why should he? You know,
Why should he?
He's got more money than sense, this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's very... And he talks all about Cambridge Analytica and all that. But I just think to myself, the amount of information I must have given him over the years.
Really?
Oh, God. Stuff that he can use against me.
Unwittingly,
yeah.
That's how
asked me all sorts of questions. Like, when we go in, he says, hey, when are you here for tea? What are you for dinner?
Yeah, okay.
I says, oh, blimey, Mark. I've had a pot noodle tonight. Yes. I've had some Doritos I've had a lemonade and all that stuff. You know,
he takes all that, and of course,
he can use all this against me.
Of course, he can.
You know, he can use all of this against me.
Well,
you know?
I feel the same. Everyone, oh God, I'm deleting my Facebook account.
Yeah.
Really. Barry has gone to South Oxley Bowls Club. Is not going to bring down the Western world
if
they know that.
But, I mean, it's not that, is it? It's the fact that you've put that there and they can now target advertising to
you. I need some new bowls.
Barry has
looked up who's now fat, who used to be in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Is that really going to bring down Western society?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they target you with that.
You know,
but you used to work for the Kremlin, didn't you?
I shouldn't have mentioned that, but when
you was working for the Kremlin, did you see any of this stuff go on?
Of course I did. I mean, the stuff they collected. I mean, I've got. I wasn't going to show this, but I've got your papers here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at
my papers.
There's your papers. Some of the publications you've bought at the newsagent.
Oh.
I can only assume Zuckerberg was looking over your shoulder and sold it to.
Oh yeah, Zuckerberg would have seen all of this.
String tits. Big bottoms.
Big bottoms, yeah. Back fat.
Back fat. Fatty neck monthly.
Fatty neck monthly.
Yeah. Brady Bunch fatties.
Wide thighs.
Wide thighs.
Big feet.
Big feet was something you was into.
I wish it, but only for a short period of time.
Well, and it's Putin knows.
That Putin will
he
know
knows
that,
what you used to subscribe to.
And what does he do with that information? How he's got it, Putin?
Well, he's got it all on a big spreadsheet. What he does with it,
he doesn't
don't
need the information. He just likes to know what people
he
are
just
doing.
Likes. Once again, he likes to know. They're very nosy.
The Russians have always been nosy. Always been nosy, the Russians.
Oh, God, I mean, the Russians...
How did you find your days in Russia? That country strikes me as a sort of place, a bit like... Not, pretty old place stinks.
The whole place absolutely reeks. they don't call it Moscow. When you go, they call it Moscow.
Moscow,
they call it. Yeah,
the old place stinks.
Yeah, I mean,
muck.
It stinks of muck, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder that, you
they're
know...
All I'm, they're all a bit pissed off.
They're all a bit pissed off and they want... I'm going to come over here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They go outside Zizzy's and start poisoning people.
Yeah, that's why.
That deflects from the stink over there.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, you'd rather inhale polonium-210 than spend too much out there. It stinks to iron. Putin, that's how he got his name.
Putin.
That's right, yeah.
What was it like when you was in the gulags? Because I know you were chucked in the Siberian ice mines for some of your misdemeanors.
Yeah, I was. And it's not all that bad, actually. Well,
it's better than Moscow, isn't it?
Better than Moscow. But it doesn't stink as bad. God, no. You're down in the mines. We got on very well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, apart from the beatings and that, but it was very decent.
You treated very well.
Very well, very well. Look,
because I spent some time in the gulags.
Oh, I remember. What was your crime again?
Oh, I don't know. It was some sort of misdemeanor. It was trumped up. I didn't do nothing. Apparently I was making comments about against the state, but you know, all I said was. I stood in the middle of Red Square and I said, this place stinks of muck. And they clap you in chains.
Yeah,
and
they
get you on the train. And before you know it, you're like digging out salt in the mines in Siberia.
If you just went, oh, it was a bit of a whiff.
It's okay. But you they'd have put a sticker on your arm saying, this is a warning.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
If you say that again, you will chuck you in the ice mines. But I never got that warning because I think calling the place stinking of muck is quite severe.
Quite severe.
It's going to come down on me hard. Yeah,
well,
fair enough.
That's it. But I mean, just to warn all the England players when you're out in Russia,
be careful
of the stench.
Be
that's the main thing. Okay.
Well,
David's had a lovely time.
Oh, he's had an amazing
time.
Best time of his life.
Best time of his life.
Yeah, can't believe his luck.
We're going to see you very soon. We're doing Edinburgh, shall we tell them?
Yeah, we're doing Edinburgh.
We're doing Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, and we're on at the Frankenstein.
Yeah, we're going to be mucking around up there.
Mucking
really,
around there. The last two, we're doing the 13th to the 20th.
Yeah, we won't be in line for any awards.
No, don't worry about it.
We won't be in line for any awards.
We do it for the love. We do it for the love. But it's not on sale yet, but when it is, we are going to be flogging the arse out of that.
And we'll be passing a bucket round.
Just
make sure you stick some money.
Please come and see us, and we will have properly written something.
Oh, yeah.
Won't be all this shit.
Written, mate. You worry about that.
Okay, well.
Beautiful.
Until next time.
It's been a pleasure.
Glasnost.
Glasnost and Provost.
Provost.
Provost and
Perestroikas.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.